Today we're routing a Raga cut in Ableton Live 12, so it feels like it actually belongs inside a jungle or old-school DNB record, not just sitting on top of the beat like a random sample. The goal here is simple: turn a short vocal phrase into something that feels rhythmic, dangerous, and ready for the dance floor. In this style, the vocal is not just a lead, it's part of the drum language. It should hit like a hook, answer the snare, and help the arrangement move forward without smearing the kick, the sub, or the break. Start with the vocal on its own audio track. Before you add any effects, clean the clip. Trim the start so the first consonant lands exactly where you want it. If there's dead space, remove it. If the tail is messy, shorten it. You want the phrase to feel intentional, like a percussion stab with attitude. What to listen for here is the front edge of the word. That first attack should feel like it's locking into the groove, not floating ahead of it or lagging behind. Also, listen to the end of the phrase. Make sure it finishes before it steps on the next snare or bass movement. That alone can make the whole thing feel more professional. For jungle and old-school DNB, short phrases often work best. A one-beat or two-beat raga cut can hit harder than a full sentence because it behaves more like a rhythm element. If the sample already has room, tone, or grit in it, don't rush to clean that away. A bit of character can be exactly what makes it feel authentic. Now build a dry and wet split using an audio effect rack. This is the key move. Make two chains, one for the dry core, one for the dub space. The dry core is where the intelligibility lies. Keep it centered, direct, and solid. Put a Q8 on it and high pass somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on the sample. If it's muddy, tuck a bit out around 200 to 400 Hz. If the consonants need help, a modest lift around 2.5 to 5 kHz can bring them forward. Just don't overbrighten it. Raga cuts can get harsh fast. The wet chain is where the delay and reverb live. High pass it harder, maybe around 180 to 300 Hz. Low pass the top end somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz so the repeats don't hiss over the hats and cymbals. Keep this chain quieter than the dry core. The dry chain should do the talking. The wet chain should add pressure and depth. Why this works in DNB is because the drums and bass need the center to stay clean. If the vocal is smeared across the whole spectrum, the snare loses authority and the drop starts feeling cloudy. A dry core plus controlled space gives you attitude without losing punch. On the wet chain, put a delay first. Keep it tempo locked. For this style, 1/8 can give you a tight forward moving feel, 1/8 dotted gives that classic dubby lilt, and 1/4 can leave more breathing room between hits. Set the feedback carefully. Around 15 to 35% keeps it subtle. Around 35 to 55% starts turning it into a featured call and response tool. After the delay, add hybrid reverb or standard reverb. Keep it short and dark. A decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds usually works. Use a pre-delay of about 15 to 35 milliseconds so the dry word stays forward. High pass the reverb, return around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass the top if it gets fizzy. What to listen for here is whether the echo is supporting the phrase or getting in the way of the groove. If the delay rhythm starts masking the snare, it's too busy. If the vocal loses identity as soon as the reverb comes in, the wet chain is too loud or too full range. At this point, decide what flavor you want. You can go for tight chant mode or smoked out dub mode. Tight chant mode means a short delay, moderate feedback, and minimal reverb. That's great when the vocal is answering the snare or punching through an active break. It gives you a cleaner, more modern roller edge while keeping the raga attitude. Smoked out dub mode means longer delay, more feedback, and a darker reverb. That's perfect for intros, breakdowns, and pre-drop tension. It gives you that sound clash energy without needing a whole vocal performance. If your drums are busy, choose the tight version. If the arrangement is sparse, open up the space. Don't force both at full strength all the time. That's how the vocal turns into fog. Now shape the vocal so it behaves like an instrument. Put a compressor or glue compressor on the dry core. Raga vocals often jump around in level, so you want control without killing the attitude. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1 is a good starting point. Let the attack breathe a little, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the consonant still cuts through. Release around 60 to 150 milliseconds usually keeps it moving with a groove. Aim for just a few dB of gain reduction on the loud parts. If the sample is spiky, add saturator either before or after the compressor depending on what you need. Before compression, it can thicken the phrase and tame peaks. After compression, it can add density and edge once the level is stable. Keep the drive modest. You're looking for grain and weight, not obvious distortion. And honestly, if the phrase already feels locked with the break, Stop chasing it. Sometimes the best move is to freeze or print it and move on. That keeps the energy intact and stops you from overworking the part. Next, give the vocal movement. You can do this with a return track or by automating the wet chain volume inside the rack. The idea is to let the vocal answer the beat instead of sitting in one static space the whole time. A classic move is to automate throws at the end of a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase. Let the last word open up into delay, then cut it back before the next backbeat lands. That creates tension and release without adding more notes to the drums. If the echoes need to sit further back, put auto filter on the return. High pass at around 200 Hz minimum, and low pass at around 7 to 9 kHz if the top gets sharp. You can open the filter a little in breakdowns and tighten it in the drop. What this does in DNB is create momentum. The vocal becomes arrangement glue. It helps the tune feel like it's moving forward without cluttering the drum grid. Now bring the vocal back into the full context. Listen with the kick, snare, break, sub, and bass all running. Solo is useful for cleanup, but the real test is always the full drop. What to listen for now is whether the vocal still reads when the snare and hats are active. Also listen to the low end when the delay tail hits. If the center feels weak, keep the dry core mono or near center. Let the delay and reverb have width, but don't let them steal the middle from the kick, snare, and sub. A quick mono check is really useful here. Collapse the track to mono for a moment. If the phrase disappears, the wet chain is doing too much of the work. The dry core needs to carry the identity on its own. If the vocal competes with the snare, reduce the wet send before you start carving out all the presence. In DNB, the snare is often the authority. The vocal should orbit it, not fight it. Now tighten the groove. Raga cuts often feel better when they're slightly played rather than perfectly gridlocked. Use clip gain or gain automation to emphasize strong words and tame weaker ones. Then nudge the clip by a few milliseconds if needed. Moving a phrase 5 to 15 milliseconds earlier can help if it feels behind the snare. Moving it slightly later can help if it's stepping on the kick. This is a subtle thing, but it matters. When the vocal lands right, the drop feels obvious in the best possible way. When it lands wrong, you feel it immediately, even if you can't explain why. At this point, commit some of the good stuff to audio. Print the delay throws, especially the moments that feel unique. Once those echoes are bounced, you can chop them up, reverse them, or place them as arrangement events. That's one of the fastest ways to turn a loop into a track. Build the arrangement like a DJ tool. Maybe the intro uses a filtered raga chop with sparse delay. Then the first drop uses the dry core on the hook phrase. In the next section, let the final word throw into a longer echo. For the second drop, either strip the wet chain down for more impact or print a rougher, more aggressive echo pattern so the energy escalates. This is a good reminder. In darker DNB, less is often more. Leave gaps. Let the absence of the vocal create pressure. A short filtered tail can feel heavier than a huge wash because it leaves room for the drums to hit. You can also create contrast by giving the vocal two states. One state is dry, commanding, and direct. The other is degraded, filtered, echoed, or even slightly crushed. Switching between those states across the track makes the arrangement feel like it has a narrative. And if the sample has a strong accent, some room tone, or that vintage grit, preserve it. Don't sterilize the life out of it. Club systems usually reward character in the mid-range more than pristine cleanliness. The main mistake people make is making the vocal too wet, too early. That kills the attack and makes it stop reading like a rhythmic hook. Another common one is letting delay feedback run over the snare. That weakens the backbeat and softens the whole drop. Also watch the low mids. That 200 to 500 Hz area fills up fast when you combine breaks, bass, room tone, and vocal body. A good rule for done is pretty simple. If the first word lands clearly, the tail doesn't smear into the next backbeat, and the balance still feels believable after 10 minutes of listening, you're there. Don't keep tweaking just because you can. Protect the attitude. If you want to push it further, try a few advanced moves. Hard left and hard right echo throws can be really effective if you keep the dry core centered. A short slap into a darker, longer tail can make the phrase feel more layered. You can even duplicate the vocal and pitch one copy slightly down for menace, or slightly up for a rude ghost response. Keep those quieter and filtered so they read as support, not a second lead, for a rougher warehouse feel. Drive the wet return a little into clipping and then tame it with filtering. That controlled strain can make the vocal feel like it's pushing through the system. Now for the practical exercise. Build a 2-bar raga hook that works in a jungle drop and also in a stripped intro. Use only stock Ableton devices. Keep a dry core and one wet return path. Use no more than one compressor, one EQ, one saturator, one delay, and one reverb. Automate at least one throw or filter move. Then check it in solo, with drums only, and with drums plus sub. And if you want the full challenge, take the same source and create three states from it. A dry main state, a throw or ghost state, and a degraded transition state. Bounce the best echo moment to audio and place it in the arrangement. That's how you start making the vocal feel like part of the record, not just a sample pasted on top. So the big takeaway is this. Rout Raga cuts like a rhythm instrument. Keep a clean dry core for clarity. Build a controlled wet path for dub pressure. Shape both around the snare and sub. And commit the best echoes to audio so the arrangement can grow. In jungle and old school DNB, the vocal should feel dangerous, densiflow ready, and locked into the groove.